Welcome to the Speak and Get What You Want podcast, where you learn to communicate like the world's most successful leaders. Now, here are your hosts, TK Stratton and Chad Kirby.
If you pause and really take opportunity to have the courage to do this one thing, it can absolutely change your life forever. And it has with the individual that we have on the Speak and Get What You Want podcast today, Lane Nighting. Lane, great to be with you today.
Chad, I love being with you. Anytime I get a chance to be with you, it's a great day.
Well, I appreciate you, Lane, and I appreciate you for so many things, but especially for what we're going to be talking about today, and that is having the courage to really dream. And, you know, Lane, you and I met, oh my goodness, over 10 years ago, if you can imagine. And we were at an event together, and Lane, you were there. I mean, you were a PhD professor at a university, but you weren't there for that purpose. You were there because you wanted to dream bigger and live bigger, and in essence, really have that courage to dream. So tell us a little bit about your story, Lane, and what brought you to where you are today.
Sure. Chad, thanks for the chance to do so. Yeah, I was a professor living the typical life, family, church, job, and I found myself feeling kind of dejected, which you wouldn't think that given all of that, that you would be dejected.
Right.
But anytime we have a dream that is not being met, then we're going to feel an emptiness. We're going to feel hollow. And that's how I felt. In fact, I would cycle to campus 12 miles away and then 12 miles back. And some nights, Chad, I would play Russian roulette with the traffic and just blitz through the light because I thought, well, I may as well just risk life. And if it ends me, oh, well.
Wow, Lane, that's crazy to think about.
I know.
And wow, but you said something there. You said anytime we have a dream and we're not pursuing it, it can really leave us fairly empty inside. And that's where you were at.
Yeah, because society programs you and our upbringing and everything programs us that we have certain benchmarks that we need to meet. And if we meet them, then we live the happy life.
Right.
And there's nothing bad in those. But what I discovered, Chad, just ribald honest, is that the dream leads us to our purpose. And the dream can seem selfish. It can seem like, my gosh, why are you doing this? This doesn't really serve people. It doesn't benefit the world. The thing is, the universe knows things that we don't. And in the pursuit of the dream, we discover a deeper resonance that doesn't just vibrate within our own selves, but it sends those vibrations out into the world. And we discover ways of benefiting the world that we never could have fathomed.
Now, Lane, how far from the time that you and I met at that conference had, at the time, I still believe you were a full-time professor at Arizona State University. How long after we met, did you have that, the courage to say, okay, I'm gonna leave. I mean, you know how much schooling, well, everyone listening realizes that when you go and you get your undergraduate, you go on and get a PhD, that's a lot of work that you've done to get where you were at that current place, but you weren't able to pursue your dream, and you eventually did. What, Lane, how long after we had talked did you end up leaving Arizona State University?
Man, when did we talk? When was the first time?
I think it was in 2012, 13 years ago.
So that was it. That was the year that I severed ties with the university to go out and do my own thing.
Wow. And leaving that comfort. Now, let me ask you this, because people are listening, Lane, and they're going, okay, I felt what you have felt. And, mm-hmm. and when you were playing Russian roulette with the traffic and being discouraged because you had a dream, but you just didn't have the ability or even the courage to pursue it. What gave you the courage to say, okay, I'm actually going to go and do this? Because Lane, you have a wife and children, a home. I mean, there's a lot that you had to do to provide. And a lot of people would just say, Lane, stay where you're at. That's where the comfort is. That's where, you know, don't take those unnecessary risks. What gave you the courage to actually take those risks?
Well, Chad, something happened 4 years prior to our meeting where I finally got super clear on what I wanted. And I think that's the Achilles heel for most people. They don't really know what they want. We have deep inside our hearts this dream that is tapping away and whispering to us, but we've learned to shut it down. We fill our world with noise. We always have the radio or the TV or something going on so that we don't have to listen to our inner voice. Wow. But once we listen to the inner voice, then suddenly you get really scared because you've got to acknowledge that this is what you truly want. It's not something that somebody else slapped on your heart and said, here's the job, go do it. No, you finally admit that, holy crap, this is what I secretly have wanted for ages. And now the only thing to do is either ignore it, call it a lie and live a lie, or go do it.
Yeah. And you know what, Lane, you bring up that point that, you know, we've kind of been programmed that way our entire life, right? You're in high school and you're told that these are the classes you have to take to graduate, right? You go to those classes and they say, here are the things you have to study in order to graduate, right? And even if you don't have a passion for those things, society's dictating to you, okay, that's what you have to do. That's how you have to do it, right? Most people, Lane, would say that you are nuts to give up being an ASU professor. You've got a PhD, you've put so much time and effort into it, but you're saying, no, I want to live life at a totally different level. And yeah. So you have to push back on all the programming that you've had basically your entire life to mm-hmm. say, I'm going to go ahead and run with this. And you did. But I think that what you said there, Lane, where most people, and I completely agree, by the way, most people truly lack the clarity in understanding what they even really want.
Mm-hmm.
And so they sit down at a restaurant and just say, I'll have whatever the waiter brings out. Rather than saying, you know what, this is what I want to eat, this is what I want to do, and this is how I want to do it.
Yes.
So how did that clarity come to you, Lane? How did that, because obviously you had to work to figure out what that was. How did it come to you?
Well, Chad, it was kind of crazy. I would spend my nights while my family slept, and I'd go to dark places on the internet. And I wasn't really happy with myself, but it gave me a nice buzz, helped me feel alive. So that's where I'd go until I started reading online. And that, Chad, this is in the early days of the internet, you know, dial up, when it took forever to get on the line and to load things up. But I started reading about people who cycled across America, coast to coast. And they fell in one of two camps. One, they either did that and then came home and gutted their garage and sold a bunch of crap, or they quit their jobs, sold their crap, and then went. But in both cases, it was the same end, that they realized that for 3 months they lived off of what just fit on their bike and they didn't need to buy into the mentality that they've always got to have more, 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 and fill their garage with more stuff.
And so you read, you literally read about all those people that have had those experiences.
Yeah. So as I did, Chad, I found that instead of that pull, that lure to go into darker places on the internet, I found myself gravitating toward these stories until I realized I want to live that story. And so I remember it was 2008, March, it was either 15th or 17th. I got on this portal of cyclists and their blogs, and I wrote down my declaration. This is where speaking, get what you want. I finally spoke into existence what I wanted, wow, laid it all out there in a blog post, and I was terrified to hit post. Because once I hit that, that meant that I was declaring to anybody out there, I was doing this dang thing. And so I remember it was midnight, and I cringed, and finally I hit post, and I felt lightning right through me.
Wow. Wow. And so you posted that, you declared it, then when did it happen?
2009. Loaded my family up into an old motorhome, went to the western tip of Washington. 4,300 miles later, I was at the eastern tip of Maine and lived what I thought was an impossible dream.
Wow. How long did that take you, Lane?
3 months, almost to the day.
3 months?
Yes.
So did you take a semester off teaching?
Well, that's the great thing about teaching, that you get summers off.
Okay. Wow. And you took the family across the entire country. Okay, so what was your big takeaway from that for you personally?
Oh my gosh. There were two things, Chad. One, during the training, I got really tight with the heavens.
Okay.
And I would have conversations as I went out on these training rides, asking really bold, honest questions. And I would get answers. Heaven was never so close up to that point.
Wow.
And part of the message when I kept wondering, how does this serve anybody? This seems like the most selfish thing in the world.
Right.
The answer I got was, Lane, this is one of the purposes for which you were born. Get on it.
Interesting.
So that was one. The second thing is I realized all across the world, I mean, now I know all across the world, but all across the nation, people weren't waiting with a knife and a gun. They were waiting with bread and jam, waiting to take you in and feed you and help you, because all along the world, you felt the heartbeat of America and found that people were good.
Wow. So here you are going across America, and the reality is you're actually coming upon the good of America, not being, not the negativity that we so often hear about.
And it, Chad, man, I wish everybody could feel it, because it rewrites your mental map and you realize that everybody is trying to live their best lives. And when they see somebody living a dream, they are dying to help them.
Really? So when someone has the courage to live a dream, people come out of the woodwork trying to help you fulfill your dream?
Oh, absolutely.
Now let me ask you this. Lane, was that the same with the people that were closest to you? Did your friends around you, were they equally anxious? Because I know strangers can sometimes be more willing to support a dream than sometimes those closest to you.
Boy, that is a good point, Chad. That's true. So I would say two parts. One, that people are projecting onto you their own insecurities.
Okay.
They're projecting onto you their unwillingness to pursue their dream, and therefore they're scared for you. And I don't think it's a negative, like they're not purposely trying to squelch your dream. That is just part of the programming.
Whoa. So stop there for a second. That is a great thing for everyone listening to remember. When people are showing reservation in supporting your dream, when people are even perhaps being critical of you living your dream, it's mm-hmm. not because they don't believe in your dream. It's because of their own insecurities and their own inability to live their dream.
And 100%.
So they're scared for you. And you putting out yourself out there is a reminder to them that they're not.
Yes, you just said that so well.
Wow. That's a great, great insight. Because obviously, people, sometimes we get quite defensive when we have a dream and people become critical of the dream. We become defensive and maybe even insecure with the dream that we want to fulfill, but we're taking it the wrong way. And we need to hear what they're really saying, which is, hey, I'm afraid to live my dream. I therefore want you to be afraid to live yours.
Yeah.
So then, Lane, you get all this support across the country. What's the clarity then you end up with? So, well, let me ask you this first. Sure. What was your goal when you started on that trek across the country? What was the goal? Was it just to get there to the other side?
Ironically, yes, but no. Because ultimately, if it's only about the destination, you lose the journey.
Sure.
I wanted to experience the landscapes and the people and the country that I only read about in books and saw in pictures. Whether that was motion picture or static picture, I wanted to see what it was like to have these big granaries out in fields of grain in Ohio. I wanted to see the Amish and ride in a buggy. I wanted to see the incredible mountains of Montana and Idaho and Washington and actually no longer see it in pictures, but know that I saw it with the naked eye and right. I felt it within my bones, in my flesh.
Okay, so that was your goal. You wanted to experience America. You wanted to experience the things that you'd only had read about up to that point. You wanted to actually see them. So that was your goal initially. What was the actual outcome? Because of course you experienced all that, I'm sure. But what was the outcome of experiencing all that?
Yeah. We could go off for days on that. I can tell you that there were three things. The first, all the blogs I read about, they showed a picture of breakfast, a picture of lunch, a picture of dinner, maybe one picture of the landscape, and they wrote about their stats. Mm-hmm. Here was my speed, my distance, my elevation. And I got a little self-righteous about that and got peeved and said, damn it, I want to know what you experienced. I don't care about all this other crap. Who cares?
Right.
Who cares how fast you went? Who cares what you had for lunch? Like, why would you even put that? Now, that was in my self-righteous mind. But I vowed that I would document that journey in a way that anybody else following would know what they're getting into.
Mm.
So that created miracles.
Wow.
Because now you stopped to photograph what you were experiencing. And I, Chad, I wrote religiously just about every night what the experience was like, so that, because I felt an obligation to anybody following, that I wanted them to know what the landscape was like, what they could experience, and what they would get.
Hmm. Sure.
Wow. And the second thing was, I got really tight with the heavens, like even tighter, and knew that the heavens had my back. Love and then that. The third thing, it blew my mind off of the limits that I perceived were possible.
Wow. Isn't that what we really do live well below our potential, Lane?
Oh,
we do
so much.
And you are that experience caused you to think, oh my goodness, I can do so much more. I love that. It blew the lid off your limits that you'd previously set for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Now, so then you take away from that, and then you, at the end of your journey, you're now given the clarity that you need and you want moving forward. And so what's that clarity then?
Well, the clarity was, so this was 2009. I finished it. I was pleading with the heavens, what's next? Went through a process, which we could talk about a different time. But at the end of the process, Chad, I looked at what I'd written, and it was cycle every country in the world and use that to make your living.
Wow.
That freaked me out.
Right.
Imagine going to Russia and Afghanistan and North Korea and all those islands sprinkled out in the middle of oceans. Like, how in the world do you do that? I started thinking about all the costs and the sacrifice, but I felt somebody behind me with their finger and their arm over my shoulder and their finger pointing what I'd written, and a voice whispering in my ear, there it is, Lane, get on it.
That's awesome. I love that. And so you declared it.
Yes.
And one of the things that I absolutely love about it, Lane, is that you declared that this is what you're going to do. You then receive the clarity that you need. Now, by the way, you received clarity, but you weren't sure exactly how it was going to happen. But
yes,
you knew where you were headed. And Lane, I completely agree with you. Too many people don't know where they're headed, and they wake up every day, get in their car with no destination. And they drive around, and they're like, today wasn't that good of a day. Well, how do you know? Have you taken any steps closer to where you want to be? But yet the security of your current circumstances in life prevents you from dreaming of living in an even better world and having greater impact. And so, Lane, you gained that clarity that you so desperately wanted, not knowing exactly how it was going to come to pass. But then you decided that you didn't just want yourself to have that clarity, you wanted to bring others along the journey with you.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me a little bit about that.
Man, well, first of all, I just want to shout hallelujah and say, preach, Brother Kirby. Man, what you're saying is so valuable. And the way you said it crystallized beautifully. I hope the listeners are taking notes and listening to their hearts as they feel the resonance of what you just said.
Well, I think it's just it's an important reminder for everybody. And but like you said, and like you're doing, you're not doing this by yourself. Lane, I've heard countless people who've had their lives transformed because they've engaged in what you're doing. And you had the goal of cycling all these countries, yet you weren't going to do it by yourself. You were going to bring other people along in the journey.
Yeah.
So tell me a little bit about that. How someone sits back and they go, okay, I want to go on this journey that Lane's talking about. And by the way, you may not think to yourself, oh, I want to go on this journey, but you may think to yourself, I want the outcome of what Lane's talking about. And that's the key, right? Because there's a lot of people that perhaps aren't thinking to themselves, I want to go on this bike ride in New Zealand or this bike ride in Norway or whatever. But I promise you, you want the outcome of what that bike ride does. And so, Lane, people come with you on that journey. And just in full transparency, Lane, when people are listening and they're saying yes, or listening going, yeah, Lane, I do want that outcome. I do want more clarity. I do want to live above where I'm living right now. I understand I have those limiting beliefs. They can join you on one of these bike rides.
You know, and the ironic thing is, most of the people who join me sign up without having a bike.
That's amazing. That is amazing.
Because on the one hand, Chad, it has nothing to do with the bike. The bike is simply there as the vehicle for transformation. And yet it's all about the bike because there's, I'll use a quick analogy for you. You go out into your garden, in your backyard, and you prepare the earth. Now, if you don't prepare the earth, if all you do is go out there and try to plant a seed, the seed's dead. It's not going to go.
Right.
Now, weeds, of course, you don't need to do anything. Weeds will just pop up.
Yeah.
But if you create the conditions for growth, you create the conditions for success. And that means you dig that earth and so it's upended. You fertilize it. You water it. Then you plant the seed. The seed's going to grow and it's going to be unstoppable. Mm. That's what I do. My job is to create the conditions for that growth to occur so that when you, like, the plant doesn't ever look up to you and go, man, Chad, look at you. You are the one who made me grow. You're awesome. No. Instead, it looks around and goes, man, look at me. I just popped out of the ground. I'm freaking awesome.
I love that. I love that analogy. You create conditions for the growth so then they can have that success.
Yeah.
Oh, Lane, I love that. I love that. Lane, we're going to absolutely have to have you come back to unpack some of these things that we've talked about even further. But before we go, Lane, someone's saying, I want the conditions to be strengthened, or I want to put myself in a place where I can have greater success. What's the best way for them to reach out to you?
Reach out to me at guide@wayofthehero.com. Or they can text me 480-208-1460. And the other thing, you can go directly to wayofthehero.com. Look it up.
I love it, Lane. I love it. I love what you're doing. I love your passion. And I love how you got clear on your vision and are literally blessing the lives of others in the process. Great spending time with you, Lane. Appreciate your insights. Have a wonderful day, my friend.
Thanks, Chad. Much love to you, brother.
Absolutely. Take care, everyone. Bye now.